Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphors and human visionaries to express themselves to the others. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I would like to give credit to the Boom Boom Room for just keeping this thing popping. We appreciate you, everything that you do, all the callers that are listening via web, via phone. We appreciate everything that you do. We cannot do this without you. First and foremost, we can't do this without God. But we love everything that you do and the fact that you are putting out positive messages. Just want to give a big shout out to Carlos Robson, Quentin Talley, and all the crew that came to the show, Illusions team, for making it possible at Illusions last weekend. We had a ball. And a big shout out to Cole, Cash D, aka Douglas Somerville, for coming and sitting that gospel twist on the mic. We do appreciate you. We couldn't do this without you. We do appreciate everything you do, you guys. And we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm going to actually start out the first part of the Lyrical Cypher with 13 of Nazareth. I don't know about y'all, but one side of freedom. I feel that, you know.
And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
While going through the motions within my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness, the present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where many of my kindred rest in a huddled misery. Even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven. Feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm. Leaves over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence on the pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen, have been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity. I am now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise. Somewhere it is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes. The spotlight dims. None know what they will leave to remember in. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began. Within my chamber on the fourth morning in April, in the 1968th year since the death of Christ, another went to the cross, hairs giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology. But what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self?
Of the people misusing,
but it's the mentality of the people misusing you.
Gotta get something off my chest.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Pistol, I seen you on the news today. You was in the hands of someone that took a life away. I can't imagine the feeling, not even from a mother, especially to find out the killers were brothers or cousins, significant others, even lovers. I'm just saying they all know each other. And all of these stories have one common denominator. Mr. Pistol, somehow, you are the dominator. I nominate your termination, but there's no election. For some reason, people think they need you for protection from the gangs or the city that you reppin'. With my Bible in my hands, I got the real weapon. You see, the one I got will save lives, but your purpose in life is to take mine. Your small bullets hit harder than the missile. People crying, but they used to the sound like a whistle.
Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying? It's the pistol shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol?
Dear Mr. Pistol, as I sit and read the Free Press, I shake my head and my mind runs like recess. The image of a cemetery with the picture cropped, and the headline asking when will it stop. So I'm asking right now, just give it to me straight, cause you affect the decision that the people make. Yeah, I know it sounds crazier than it seems, but with all this violence, and I believe anything for some closure so we can move forward. Get the kids out the streets and in the schools more. Get the unemployed jobs so they can do more. With everybody occupied, what they need you for, no reason, not at all, you're deceased. To me, that's one step closer to peace. Graduation, promotion, people trying. We need more of this instead of people dying.
Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying? It's the pistol shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol?
Dear Mr. Pistol, now I hear about you every day. It's pointless, but I'ma write you still anyway. Another life was taken, so quickly erased. To make it worse, there is no emotion on the face. It's of the people, cause they're used to the death now. Shots like a whistle, used to the ref now.
I made it out, but it's all because I left town. It's like soon as you stepped up, everybody stepped down. I'm stepping up to the plate, I'm trying to make a change. But every time that you speak death, it's mainly the resort. But I wish it didn't have to be. I want my kids to have a good life after me. A simple letter, but to me this is a masterpiece. It's my mission to never stop until I capture peace. Then spread it to the world with no worries, cause there's too many deaths and not enough success stories.
Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying hits the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? Shots ringing, the sound of crying hits the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol?
So, Mr. Pistol, Mr. Pistol, this is not the end of it. It's only the beginning, the beginning. Sincerely, ill will.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Soaring with confidence. What's greater than one soaring over mountains of fear and leaping over walls of rejection, flying high above depression, seeking comfort and finding rest from those who know her best? Defining love, for love has no boundaries. Learning to adapt being alone initially. Life goes on and time do flies. She don't wish to say her farewells and goodbyes. Wrestling with her reflection, stumbling over her shadow, she came to grip with reality, finding peace within her soul. And so once again, she's back on track, feeling fabulous than ever. Maintaining her stacks, her business, her home, her children are not alone because she's making progress. They're blessed with more than what the world could ever offer, humbling herself before the feet of her Father, praising. Isn't that amazing?
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me. Constantly, I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get the guy before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit some poetry. If you feel like spitting some poetry, you just want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. And also, we all about support. So for anybody who wants to let us know what's going on in your community, please let us know so we can support you as well. All right, I got my girl Unique in the building. What's up, Unique?
Well, not much. I was going to do a couple of things for summer. You know, I do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I want to do this one called Sand.
All right.
As you arrive on the beach, you see people in water and on the shore. You hear the birds above calling to their prey, and you see children running up and down the shore into the water and out just as fast. You hear the waves crash on the rocks, and you think, what does the water feel like? As you remove your outer clothing and settle into the sand, you put lotion on and get ready to, one, two, three, you jump into the water and run back to the land. Come on in, you hear up and down the beach. Perhaps you grab your board, becoming part of the scene, or you swim so close to the shore, hoping not to get caught into the undertow. Nah, you're a tanner. You lay on the beach, looking up at the sky, down to the water, and over the children and the sand. The sounds and memories of the beach bring peace and tranquility. I'm going to do two more, if that's okay. This one's called Love Like. Love is like the octopus, the puffer fish, and the seashell. The octopus sports many tentacled legs with suctions that are individual and can work together. The puffer, for its scary appearance and soft flesh, and the seashell that becomes empty and forgotten until found on the beach by a stranger. The last one I'm going to do is for the month of July. Like I said, it was all a summer theme for me this week. July's summer. Time for hot days, lemonade in the shade, gardens granting us sights to see. Will you join me? The pool is calling and friends are gathering. Let's play in the park. It's never too dark, igniting the spark of youth. Celebrations are many, vacations are planned, and weddings are grand. The beauty of the sun is shining on us. Independence is found, school is out, children learning the town, running races, winning life's graces. Fresh food, cold dishes, and salads with chicken so we don't sweat in the kitchen. Grilling just to have a taste of meat. Camping on the week, this is sweet. July's summer, almost at an end. Memories made, if only for today. Sun and fun go hand in hand. July's summer will come again. All right, that's it for me, guys. As far as what's going on, not much, just summer clearance at Roses, so check it out.
All right. Thank you so much, Levy.
Love you too, sweetheart. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, everybody, please stay on the line. That was unique in the building. Doing what you do best, inspire others, and bring knowledge. We do appreciate you enlightening others. We also have another on the line. We got a 252-933 in the line. What's up? What's up?
Well, this tied in my hand, and I just want to say hi to all of you guys out there.
Well, we do appreciate you tied in my hand. And I'm pleased to see you calling. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
We do appreciate that. All right. Please tell people about the Lyrical Cypher and who wants them to support you as well. Thank you, buddy. All right. I got Michelle. What's up, Michelle, in the building? What's up, lady?
Hey, Trina, how you doing?
Doing great. Just chilling on this Tuesday. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm so sorry that I missed you guys. You know, during your event, I really wanted to go. I couldn't even get a babysitter, and I was just like, whew, you know. But, you know, I know pretty soon now we'll meet, you know. I'm just waiting for that chance, for that moment.
Oh, it's coming, girl. It's going to come right on time. I appreciate you wanting to show up and come through. That's what's up.
Yeah, I do have one that I do want to share.
All right.
Okay. I just wrote this actually a few days ago. Crossing through valleys, climbing mountains, floating on air and leaping streams. Nothing can stop me, nor slow me down. I'm going. Pacing through time, traveling to speed, breathing through strong winds and rain, can barely see me. I'm going. Because I'm determined, it's in me, it's what I'm about, my destiny, my dream, my reality, my goal. I'm living the movement, it's in my soul. So I'm flowing, I'm growing, I'm soaring, I'm glowing. Can you see what I see? The legendary. My passion and what I'm doing. And it's worth it because it's what I'm pursuing. So I'm going. I'm going to keep going till there's none left in me. Enough said.
Girl, I promise you, you always give me that month that I need to keep pushing. You give me my pusher. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm for real. Because there are times, you know, I'm like, the pusher needs to be pushed. And I appreciate you because you always come with the fire. And I just appreciate you doing that.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I can't wait to meet you in person. But keep doing
I know. I'm so ready for that.
Yeah. Indeed, girl. We got mountains to make moves, and we got things we got to do. And
all
even
right.
I'm going to get discouraged. Keep doing what you do, and I'm going to do the same.
Sure will. Will do.
All right. Michelle in the building. First round of the Lyrical Cypher. Please spread the word about the Lyrical Cypher. We're going to keep rolling. And one thing, I just got to play this track right quick. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's by Ill Will called Dream Chasing.
Uh-huh. This should have been Dream Chaser Volume 3, you know? Babe, I'm still dream chasing. You know, dream, goal, whatever you want to set. That's what I'ma do. If you're having problems with that, follow me. Yeah, yeah. I'll show you.
If you wanna be
a dream chaser,
yeah, just come with me.
With the dream chaser,
then you will see.
A dream chaser,
yeah. How to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take it back to the 8th grade. I knew I'd make it, but I never had a date made. I knew I never had to deal with this pay grade, cause I'ma have the last laugh for the naysays. But nobody really believed in me, but I believe in myself, I ain't leaving me. Cause my destiny is what he can see. Long as I never stop, I get it eventually. But I gotta do more than talk about it. We all do it, but I'm the one to walk about it. See, I wrote a couple rhymes down, and everybody heard. Yo, Ill Will is nice. Nice, your devil stoned the word, and I never got sir. I'm a nice dude. They say he's small, he cool, just call him Ice Cube. And I was made for this, yeah, I'm the right dude. And I'ma do just that next year in high school. I'ma blow up.
If you wanna be
a dream chaser,
yeah, just come with me.
With the dream chaser,
then you will see.
A dream chaser,
yeah, how to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser, baby, if you wanna be
a dream chaser.
dream chaser. Then you will see
a dream chaser.
Yeah. How to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser.
Yeah. Northland or high school, that was the
yes,
place. Getting known before the other rappers, that was the race. But I was scared, man, you should have seen that look on my face. Like, is this the dream that I really want to chase? But how can I mistake what the heart needs? You see, it's always with me like car keys,
right.
Gotta stay sharp like shark teeth. And be brave, never chicken out dog meat,
right.
Hold up, my homie Nigel gave me a program. Cool at a pro, thought that I was a pro now. Nope, you see, I had to play with it and learn. Said it's not my time, I had to wait my turn. But soon, I was recording, scared with a Scooby flow. Somehow I turned my living room to a studio. I became known and I thought it was on. I said, man, I'ma make it next year when I'm grown.
You wanna be
a dream chaser.
Just come with me.
A dream chaser.
Then you will see
a dream chaser.
How to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser, baby. If you wanna be
a dream chaser,
just come with me. I'm a dream chaser.
2011 was a year, man. Said if I don't chase it soon, it would disappear, man. My future is bright. You got vision of deer, man. Not chasing my dream, and the Lord is what I fear, man. You see, I dropped my first mixtape, pass out CDs. Made a couple videos I still ain't got on TV. Yeah, I keep saying, yeah, on repeat. The next thing I know, a record label wanna see me. I been on the radio, I been on the stage. I went to Apollo, my presence was made, and I still ain't got paid. There's no need to worry, my time's coming soon. There's no need to hurry when I'm chasing this dream, cause there is nothing in between. When I hop on the scene, you're gonna see me on the screen. Every day is a gift, I'm trying to see what tomorrow. But you wanna chase dreams, but come on and follow me.
If you wanna be
a dream chaser,
just come with me.
With the dream chaser,
then you will see
a dream chaser.
How to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser, baby. If you wanna be
a dream chaser,
just come with me.
With the dream a dream chaser,
how to chase your dreams. I'm a dream chaser, baby.
A dream chaser. I'm a dream chaser, baby, baby, baby.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, kneel long, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y. I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly.
Spaces in your mind, my boys, that I'm helping you find a love, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's one of a kind.
Lessons of a remedy, my poetry is, and it can be. Example of a sample of a grain of salt, seasoned in many seasons of love, places that we go beyond just our four corners. Love is an example of what poetry can use, an instrumentation never to abuse, while I infuse liquid sensations of how my muse seep between your ear holes, giving you so much soul. I'm so bold, anatomy, filling all your cavities. This is a shakedown. I make rounds, so get down and listen to my poetry.
My poetry spaces in your mind. My poetry that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's one of a kind. My poetry spaces in your mind. My poetry that I'm helping you find. A love.
day of reckoning, a day of learning about yourself, learning words as it gravitates towards your soul and push you out as it push you back in. It's like a black hole, but realization of what's been told and what's been learned and what you feel in the deal. Sometimes the cards wasn't dealt right, but blackjack, this is how we feeling. You know how we do it. Listen to healing, a poetry revealing premise of what we own in our mind. Our soul is divine. It's what's given by God. So we should use it and we should explore it and we should let it all out and let His love reign forever. This is what poetry, when
my poetry spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
and it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry
spaces in your mind,
my poetry
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind. Spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
and it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
and it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
yeah, it's one of a kind.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is the girl Tana. We're gonna open up the open mic line for the third round. We got Proof in the building. What's up, Proof?
What's going on?
How much? What's up with you?
Just chilling. Just getting home. I had Bible study tonight.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in late. Huh?
You got some special for us tonight?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, here we go. Truth in His greatest profession, a great man's possession. See, these are the great words that come from God. See, great myths. Sometimes I've seen these things as my better gift. Even though my eyes are dim, you see, I can still see vision. Not in the physical, but in the spirit. You see, my mind is stayed on the greatness of them, the greatness of Him, those things that are coming from the greatness. See, not mingling in fate, I continue to walk greatness, stalk these streets, great mountains. See, and rivers are swimming. See, I'm always thinking of the great things of prosperity. Metaphorically speaking, you see, my great mind is seeking the things of symbolically simple. See, I always understand that these things I'm praying in Jesus' temples and knowing that my soul, my life shall be great, putting on a new fleshly body, a new body of meat, something that would give me everlasting life, not something that in my life last time, like the last things I've done was wrong. But see, I'm smiling today because I understand that I'm on the right path and I understand that there's greatness at the end of this road for me. No catastrophic demise or travesties will fall to me. You see, I continue to smile and be great. Sometimes I think that my life is at a downfall, but I understand this too shall pass. See, greater things come at me. The bad things will pass. This too shall end. So I smile and continue to be, understand that my beginning of the end shall come. The greater days lies ahead. You see, joy may endure for a night, but joy may come to a morning. Let me smile. Let me be who I need to be. I understand that my life is great. You see, I don't need nothing in my life. No one, something that's going to hold me back. Put me in a point of uncontrolled circumstances, dumb situations, and all false directions. Something that I can't find myself out of. But I continue to smile and understand that my life is worthwhile living. Not letting you or anyone come against me. You see, the devil is real, and I understand that God tests me also. So I continue to rise above all great things, the greater things within me, within Christ, and I continue to prophetically speak and say what I need to say within these days and times. My life is worthwhile living. Truth. Raw.
You got a roar, man.
Raw.
Yeah.
Raw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, you're forgetting me, man, when I'm wrong.
Wow.
All right, so what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to do this, and you can close us out, but I'm going to ask Michelle if you want to say a little something before we roll out tonight. All right. Truth in the building. He rocked out at Illusions. Y'all get at him. DeAndre Heath. Truth. Facebook. Twitter. Let's get it. All right, Michelle. What you got for us, lady?
Okay. I got some encouraging I got some encouraging words. I just wanted to say to everybody. Let me just, because I had to encourage myself with this, so I just want to encourage for one tonight. Don't always expect an applause due to good deeds. Don't always expect a pat on the back because you feel you deserve it. Don't always expect to be the center of attention because you're good at what you do. You may not ever get that. Though applause are accepted, it should never be. Either way, just do you and be the best at what you do. Who says you can't applaud yourself? Learn to do so daily. You'll love it, I guarantee. Just love you.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Make send that link to me, buddy, so you put it on the air.
I sure will, most definitely.
All right, lady, keep doing what you do. Everybody has Michelle in the building, Michelle Daniels. Awesome poet. You'll be hearing her track rotating. In fact, we're about to put one on in just a second. We're going to the foreground of the lyrical cycle. I hope you guys enjoy.
You touched me with electric fingertips, electrifying me. At first, I was too petrified to breathe, holding my breath in moments measured by the release I find in the heat of your spiritual ecstasy. It's just like fire, burning my internal iniquities, purging my personal impurities, smoldering like white-hot coals under my feet, raging war against the beast inside me. Sparks flying, its flickering flames internally consume me completely. And I am engulfed in your magnificent grace. Transformed, I rise from the ashes in search of your omniscient face. I see my imperfections reflected in my past indiscretions, and I couldn't understand how you could accept me without conditions. How you find beauty in my blemishes. You told me my scars were beautiful. You said that they were like spiritual tattoos from a journey that painted my footsteps to you. Father, you held my war-torn heart in your hands, massaging it with masterful understanding until it pounded like thunder, clapping in the atmosphere surrounding me. Echoing the rhythm of my vulnerability, you completed me when I was too weak to understand myself. You expose the sound of my own fears. Anxieties whine like violins in both ears, and I trembled inside. Listening to accelerated rhythms becoming increasingly distant, I listened to harp strings being plucked by cherubim. You restored me, pouring your adoration, anointing me in cleansing waters of grace and empathy, washing me in your mercy, and I know I'm unworthy. If I had 1,000 tongues, I would articulate my gratitude in 1,000 different languages. And if I had 1,000,000 hearts, my love would be several sanguineous spiritual paint. And if I had ancient hands, I would carve hieroglyphics and erect temples in your name. I am healed by your fire and baptized in your rain, redeemed by your compassion and repentant for the pain of my insurrections. And I know I don't deserve your blessing or your touch. But when you touched me with your finger of love, your spirit descended from above and blended the unbalanced elements of my conscience, fused air and energy into my existence, levitating as I meditate in this experience, raising me higher. I'm lifted, elevating in your spirit as if this gift is so significant my lips fail to articulate its prolificness, stammering inside the awesomeness of your incredible magnificence with one touch. Your love circulates from my crown to my toes. Your love permeates its celestial glow and shockwaves of gamma rays that radiate in the spiritual overflow of something more beautiful than anything I've ever felt before. Humbly bowing with kneecaps pressed to a wooden floor, realizing that I have loved but have never been loved more. I have been touched but have never been touched by love before. With one touch, I could feel what it means to be adored and cherished unconditionally. until this moment. I loved aesthetically. I don't even think I love me the way you have spiritually defined love for me and your divine connection to me mentally. You touched me internally, teaching me, redeeming me, knowing me, omnisciently showing me what it feels like to be loved.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
From God's View. Just when you think life has taken a turn for the worse, well, it actually hasn't. Because only if you choose to view it from God's standpoint, things wouldn't look so bad after all. Just saying. What may appear to you seems reckless and confused doesn't necessarily look that way to him. Actually, to him, it's something minor that can easily be fixed. You see, mind you, there's nothing too complicated that God can't fix. All trials and tests comes in different shades of form, yes. But no matter what, God is still in control. And that's a blessing, wouldn't you agree? To know that your life isn't so bad after all, if you could see it the way God sees it. Be blessed.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news. It was evident and destined to take place. Just not now. Not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groom me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you, color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only only profits and death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher. I know that I have thus far. We actually going to get Truth to close us out where I don't understand your question. Let's get it.
What's up?
What's up?
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You see, I can think about changes of no return. See, when I look at your face with vague images, at the beginning of this end, I don't understand your question. Why you keep looking at me and staring with your bold questions and your uninspirated gestures? You think you know me. You think you understand where you're coming from. The prosperity or great things coming before me. You see, I don't understand your question. Because here in this valley, I am ruler, the king of my own domain. You see, I continue to govern myself according to the Lord. And see, Jesus continue to guide me greatly among those who don't understand prosperity. You see, I don't understand your question because, see, I continue to lay down great tears for those who don't understand, those that are trapped in bondage, those who can't see their way out, so I help lead them to the path of the greatest way to steal. I'm not understanding your question. You see, I could roar all day and all night, and you still won't hear me because it goes in one ear and out the other. You see, you have the faint gestures of all things. You know too much, and you won't listen. You don't want to learn. See, before you can be a great leader, first you must be a great listener. You see, I don't understand your question. You think you got it all together, but see, your soul is headed down the wrong road, and you're not understanding that you're a travesty. You're not even a catastrophic mind. You're not even worthy of being a man-made disaster because you don't understand greatness. You continue to be there in faintness. You continue to fall short of the glory of God. You see, at the end of all, I still, I don't understand your question. I don't understand why you think that you're better than most people, but that you can't lend the word to someone, a helping hand to help someone cross the road. You think you better than each other, then you just don't listen. You see, I don't understand your question. You know fire burns, but you will touch it anyway. You know it's hot over there, but you're still sitting in domain and mingling with those who don't prosper. Come out from among them, be ye separated. And at the end, I still don't understand your question. Truth. Rah.
So, Truth, we appreciate you and all that you do. You better keep spitting that knowledge. And I don't understand your question. Like, well, my favorite joints of all time, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I like the way you freestyle that one, and it's different every single time.
Thanks.
Anytime. Keep doing what you do. Truth in the building. Michelle, Daniels, Unique in the building. I love you all. Boom, boom, boom. Let's get it. All right, everybody. I hope you guys have a good night. I hope you had a good time listening. Everybody listening via web, we do appreciate you. We can't do this without you. I encourage you all to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Peace, love, and blessings. Your host, Tana, with the Lyrical Cypher. See you guys next Tuesday at 9 o'clock.